Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of November 2019. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the Hindus in the over 70-year-old Ram Janmabhoomi Babari Masjid title dispute case, ordering the allocation of the contested site to them for the construction of a temple. However, the court also ordered that 5 acres of alternate land should be provided to the Sunni Waqf Board at a prominent place in Ayodhya. Apex Court has stayed the execution of a death row convict who has been held guilty by the lower court and the Madras High Court for brutally killing a college girl and her lover after raping her near Suruli Hills in Thani district of Tamil Nadu in 2011. Supreme Court has allowed 7 more girls who were at the Muzaffarpur shelter home where allegations of rampant sexual assault surfaced last year to reunite with their families. The Apex Court had earlier allowed 8 girls, out of 44 in all, to be reunited with their families, but only 6 of them have been able to do so. Supreme Court has permitted the Bihar government to take decision on dismissal of 3 lower court judges who were allegedly caught in compromising position with women in a guest house in Nepal in 2013 and vacated its stay on proceedings against them. Supreme Court has ruled that so far as recognition of degrees and diplomas of architecture education is concerned, the Architects Act, 1972 shall prevail. The court noted that norms and regulations set by Council of Architecture and other specified authorities under the Act would have to be followed by an institution imparting education for degrees and diplomas in architecture. Supreme Court has quashed an order passed by the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal which ruled that a dissenting financial creditor cannot be discriminated. The court observed while setting the order that the NCLAT could not have applied the amended Regulation 38 of IBBI, Insolvency Resolution Process for Corporate Persons, Regulations, 2016, which began in January 2017. Supreme Court has noted that the High Courts have power to dispense with the disciplinary proceedings by invoking Clause B of the Second Proviso to Clause 2 of Article 311 of the Constitution of India by recording reasons. Supreme Court has observed that the civil courts, while granting the application seeking interim mandatory injunction in long pending cases, should grant opportunity of hearing to the opposite side. The court further noted that such an order of the High Court has left all the interlocutory applications lifeless, though the applications are technically pending. Telangana High Court has stayed the decision of the state government to privatize 5,100 bus routes in the state. The court had announced the privatization of bus routes amid the State Road Transport Corporation employees' indefinite strike, which has been going on for over a month now. Bombay High Court has granted interim stay on a state government resolution terminating services of over 2,000 persons employed in government jobs under the open category so as to fill the same with persons from the Maratha community. Madras High Court has ordered notice to the Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry and the Director General of Hydrocarbons, Noida, returnable by the 7th of January on a plea seeking to forbear authorities from implementing hydrocarbon exploration and methane production project in the Kaveri Delta area and Kaveri River Basin in Tamil Nadu. Kerala High Court has observed that Section 23 of the Maintenance and Welfare of Parents and Senior Citizens Act, 2007 can be invoked even if there was no condition of providing maintenance in the transfer deeds. The court further noted that any emotional detachment or creation of an atmosphere as opposed to the one demanded by a senior citizen would be enough to attract Section 23. Allahabad High Court has reiterated that once the parties had decided to enter into a compromise, it would be oppressive and prejudicial to continue the proceedings. Securities Appellate Tribunal has overturned a Securities and Exchange Board of India order banning former Gammon India chairman Abhijit Rajan from trading in shares for alleged insider trading. SEBI had found Rajan to have been guilty of trading in shares on the basis of unpublished price-sensitive information 6 years ago. Reserve Bank of India has raised the household income limits for borrowers of non-banking financial companies, microfinance institutions from 1 lakh rupees to 1.25 lakh rupees for the rural areas with an aim to strengthen credit to those in the bottom of the economic pyramid. Similarly, the limit has been raised from 1.6 lakh rupees for urban or semi-urban areas to 2 lakh rupees. United States court has refused to strike down, for the time being, an Obama-era rule that permitted spouses of H-1B visa holders to work in America. The H-1B visa is a non-immigrant visa that allows the U.S. companies to employ foreign workers in specialty occupations. National Green Tribunal has observed that industrial development cannot be done on the graves of human beings and should not be done at the cost of air and water quality, while directing the Haryana government to shorten the period of inspection of polluting factories. The tribunal said that there is need for reduction in period of inspections and increase in frequency with regard to highly polluting industries. National Company Law Tribunal has directed to initiate insolvency proceedings against Delhi-based real estate firm AVP Bultech Limited by admitting a plea of a flat by claiming refund. The tribunal has appointed an interim resolution professional to run the affairs of the company and also declared moratorium, prohibiting the lenders from recovering any amount during this period.